What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Dose of Mind. And today, I just want you to do something. I just want you to stop waiting until you are ready. Because the feeling of not being ready always leads us to procrastinating the things that we want the most. And procrastination, that itself, is the thief of our time and the thief of our joy sometimes, because it's the hindrance of achieving our goals, right? And the life that we want to live and the things that we truly desire. It could be anything for you. It really could be anything, but it's easy to put things off and wait until you feel ready and you feel motivated. How many times do you want to go on a diet, but you're like, oh, I'll start on Monday, because you're just not ready to start. You're not motivated. You don't feel motivated to do it. The problem is that readiness or motivation is not a feeling, and it's not. And I actually saw this quote recently and I loved it. I spoke about it on my Instagram. Readiness is not a feeling, it's a decision. Let that sink in. Being ready is not a feeling. It's a decision that you consciously make. That's what it is. And all you have to do is just take that first step. Because what if I told you that the biggest step towards achieving whatever it is, whatever your goal is literally just to do something. Just do something. Just do something. Anything. Do anything. And just take that step. Isn't like whatever that quote is, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step, whatever it is. Don't fall into this mental trap of just waiting until you have everything figured out. Waiting until you feel ready. Waiting until you feel motivated. Because if you wait, because the chances are it's probably not going to happen, right? You might be waiting quite a long time, if forever. Because then you'll get caught up in analysis paralysis, you'll doubt yourself, and it's just, you'll never really be ready to take that leap. So the solution, literally, is to start with what you have and just do it. Just go. Just do something. Even if it's wrong, just do something. Because even if it's wrong, you'll realize it's wrong, and then you'll change paths, and that already is leading you closer to your goals. I'd rather start it be wrong, change paths, and keep doing that until I figure things out and figure out the winning path, then not start at all. Because at least I'm taking action, and it's like everyone's looking for shortcuts in life. That is the shortcut. Just do something. Take the step. Begin that project you're looking at, or write the first line, make the call, make the first post on your account, record your first video, your first song, whatever it is. Just do something, because action leads to confidence, and that develops, you know, courage, and it develops discipline and self-confidence. And once you just take that action, you are already on the path. When you just wait, you're not even on the path yet. You can't make adjustments towards your goals if you don't take the first step to begin with, right? Like, you're not going to get it right the first time. Even if you wait until you feel ready and you have everything figured out, I guarantee you, you're not going to stick on the same path. You always have to make pivots. Always. Doesn't matter how perfect you think you are. Right? Figure it out as you go. As you take steps, everything becomes much clearer. Like, I played guitar for 24 years, and I look back in the first probably few years of that, like, had I done different things and learn different scales and learn different modalities of practice and this and that, I would be a significantly better guitar player than I am. Guaranteed. It took me a while before I actually started practicing properly and whatnot, right? But I would not have even taken those first steps and, you know, practice the way I did later on in that musical career if I had not made those mistakes earlier. Never let the feeling of not being ready and procrastination make you wait until you're motivated and make you, because that just doesn't make sense. It's going to rob you, right? It's going to rob you of the things you want most in life. You're not happy with something? Do something about it. You're not happy with whatever it is. You have a goal that's not achieved yet? Do something about it. Do something. Make a decision for your future self so that they can look back and say, thank God he just or she just or whoever did it. Just do something. Your future self will thank you if you take steps right now. It doesn't matter what the goal is, mental goals, emotional goals, physical goals, financial goals, family, like whatever it is, do something about it. don't get down on yourself because, you know, you looked at someone on social media and they have what you want and you're not there. And don't get down on yourself. Just do something about it. You want to get there too? Do something. So that's the message. I read this quote and I loved it. And it got a lot going in my mind and I wanted to make a podcast on it. Readiness and being ready is not a feeling. It's a decision that you have to consciously make. I don't care who you are. If your heart beats blood and you breathe oxygen, you have every ability to do whatever it is you want to do. I'm a firm believer in that. Just like Johnny on Instagram or Brenda on YouTube, like you look at all these people, you idolize them. I promise you, we all have that. You just got to do it. The difference between Brenda, Johnny, and you is that Brenda and Johnny took that first step regardless if they were ready or not. So whatever your goal is, take that first step. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope it kind of gives a lights a fire under your rear to get you to do something and know that you can achieve whatever you put your mind to. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoy this wherever you're listening. If you think someone else resonate, please send it to them too. Share it with them. Post it. Do whatever you want. Just give me the feedback. Let me know what you thought. And until next time, my friends, take care.